Greetings and Yahweh Skanago Guego. I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gino. If you're tuning in for the first time today, Gino is a Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Maybe, and each week we take a listen to fantastic tunes from different indigenous artists all across Turtle Island. Today, my featured artist is Mimio Bonswin, Abenaki and Francophone. She's been releasing music since about 2015. She's a longtime friend and returning guest to Gino. I had her on last summer to discuss her EP, El Dance. Now today, the theme is a little bit magical, if you will. All things spring. It's right around the corner. Hang in there. You're doing great. We're going to be discussing tracks from her latest release, Fiddleheads and Ferns. I also want to take a quick moment to discuss what I've been up to with the Native Artist Directory and the Turtle Island Tunes on Full Moon Radio. So stick around for more details. In the meantime, it's the lead single from Mimio Bonswin, Chickadee, on Gino. Chickadee is the lead single from Mimio Bonswin's brand new album entitled Fiddleheads and Ferns. It was released February 18th, and I have the great good fortune of being joined on the line with the singer-songwriter all the way up from the Gnomestead in Southern Ontario. How are you doing today, Mimi?
Good day. Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing great. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Happy to be back.
Our friendship goes back a number of years now, and we were discussing about how we mutually feel a little bit inspired after we come away from our discussions. And I think the fortunate circumstances today that hopefully we can let others in and feel the same way. You know what I mean?
100%, yeah. And you know what? I remember the moment we had our first conversation, and I can't wait to able to sit at a table and have some tea and you know, dive deep into these things we're both passionate about. So very grateful for our friendship here.
100%, Mimi. We have a lot to talk about today. I mean, you are out with not just this album. You have another set of albums that are almost ready for release. You're just someone who genuinely understands this magic rhythm, I think, that we're talking about. And for the sake of the new listener out there, I know you've been on Gino before, but I was wondering if you could humor me and introduce yourself a little bit to the new listener.
Definitely. Thank you. Kwai Kwai, bonjour. My name's Mimio Bonswin. I grew up in northeastern Ontario, but I sit here today on unceded Algonquin territory in eastern Ontario in Canada. And I come to you as a proud Abenaki and Franco-Ontarienne, singer-songwriter and, you know, really passionate food grower.
Yeah.
And that's kind of my world right now.
I've loved looking at the pictures of the farm and all your plants and herbs that you have going on around. And I mean, it's safe to say that they've even taken over the studio too, yeah?
Oh, 100%. I even got my husband to build me a greenhouse, which is just an extension off of our studio.
Sure.
So he's mixing in the studio right now, and I'm just breathing in some nice plant air, getting ready to do a vocal session this evening. So yeah, there's a nice flow in here for sure.
Have you stuck any microphones on the plants and gotten weird with them yet?
Not yet, but you know what? As soon as the rain stops, I'd love to do like a live off the floor in here, because it's just like such an energy that radiates off. But I should get one of those music pluggy things and see what happens. Get a little weird. I love letting the weird out, you know.
I think it's what we need. And I think, like I was mentioning, I hope that's what the listener walks away from our discussion with today, is because, you know, you and I always feel inspired after our discussions, and I feel like we're very fortunate to be able to let others into kind of some of that magic as well today. And that's what we're doing. We're elevating minds. I want to talk more about Fiddleheads and Ferns, the new album, in the next break, but I am curious, as we kind of get into this deeper conversation right now, what was it that kind of awoke that magic in you?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't think it's so much of an awakening, but I think it's a returning, because a lot of, you know, my creativity, my inspiration, that magic comes from thinking about these things that I used to do when I was a kid. I grew up, you know, in the bush in northeastern Ontario, spent a lot of time on the land by myself, singing to the trees and just really kind of being in that element. And then, you know, in my early adulthood, I was in a different environment. I moved to Toronto, and I tried to be something different than that innocent kid that was part of the land. So now, since we've moved, and you know, it's always been kind of going back to that, going back to my roots, going back to that landscape where I feel the most creative and the most connected.
Sure.
So definitely, like an awakening moment, I think, is when you realize that, you know, the things that are inside you for a reason. I think that's maybe tapping into that and just letting it flow, letting that voice inside of me just loose a little bit more, maybe.
Sure. I guess it's fair to say that we find our frustrations when we stop those energies from naturally flowing, yeah?
Yeah. And, you know, I tried for a long time to be something that I wasn't, and that didn't benefit me at all. So it's interesting, because I was talking with my sister, and she was just telling me how in the last couple of years she's watched me really blossom. And I really appreciated that. I mean, of course I cried, but just that feeling of, I definitely feel like I've blossomed, and I keep reaching for something that, yeah, I feel that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think, again, that's something that a lot of Indigenous listeners will find resonates with them. I mean, that is, I guess, one of the trappings of colonialism, is trying to make us into, I guess, something that we're not naturally meant to be. And so when we do embark on that process of reconnection, I think we do suddenly have a bit of an awakening, yeah?
Yeah, I would agree. And to kind of trust that as well. I think, you know, even for myself, it's a good reminder to trust our instincts, and there's a reason why we feel that something isn't right.
Sure.
And I'm guilty. I don't always do that, but when I do trust that gut feeling, that soul feeling, it usually always pays off in a positive way.
Most definitely. Well, Mimi, let's get ready to get back into the tunes. We'll come back and talk about some of the mechanics of the album. It is an album of instrumental tracks, and I'm curious as to what inspired you to kind of go the route you did with it and whatnot. But let's set the scene now. As we get back into the listening, you released a video on my birthday, November 19th, called Chickadee. And that's where I saw a lot of the footage of the Gnomestead, and I was like, wow, this is alive right here. So tell me a little bit about this track.
Yeah, so for me, gardening and making music is much in the same, where you sometimes plant a bunch of seeds and you're not too sure what grows. And it's always a beautiful surprise of, you know, receiving that. So this album came out of wanting to share stories and tell stories in a unique way, without words, but really bringing in that natural element that speaks to us as, you know, humans, that human music, bringing in some textures from the garden, from the land, bringing in, you know, just those really rich feelings. And I really wanted to be able to bring the audience into my little world, into a journey, and hopefully inspire people to go outside.
Yeah. I think you're onto something there. And I've been getting similar impressions lately that, you know, we need to be transferring some of the magic that is in this kind of movable realm, if you will, back into the landscape around us. In fact, I feel like it's that realm telling us, wait a minute, you know, don't invest it all just here. Put it back. That's what we intended this for, you know.
Totally.
So, yeah, we'll come back and we'll talk about Fiddleheads and Ferns in just a few. What kind of tunes you listening to today? Let's get a couple of your recommendations on.
Yeah, so one of my favorite albums right now is Julian Taylor's newest album. So I've been listening to that. I always have some Robbie Robertson playing in the background because what an incredible music powerhouse. You know, some of those textures and energies that he puts into his music is just really inspiring and also timeless,
you know.
And then one of my favorite tunes for maybe the last year is Alyssa P's version of Wolves Don't Play by the Rules. Love that song.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to get, maybe all three artists on before our time today is up. So without further ado, let's get back into it. Alyssa P's Wolves Don't Play by the Rules is going to be finishing out this block. But first, a brand new track from Adrian Wall as well. And right now, we're getting back into Fiddleheads and Ferns with the title track. Turn it up and sing along. Get lost in the music. You're listening to Gyno.
Hi, this is Mark Marilanen, and you're listening to Gyno.
must have climbed this mountain 1,000 times. For all these years, the place I'd call my mind. The seasons changed and the world slows down. I sing songs for the holy ones, my prayers laid down. Sun's dropping low in that southern sky. You've been heavy on my mind, I cannot lie. Feels like time is just standing still, and the wind cuts through me like my deepest fears. And it seems like a million years ago when we got up and we closed that door. I promised I'd never, never, ever let you go. And I remember just what you said to me, but all you ever wanted was to be free. We both know it doesn't snow in these mountains anymore.
Gratitude. The quality of being thankful. I am grateful for the opportunity to live another day. I am grateful for my eyes that have opened, for my lungs that are breathing, and for my healthy body that is the vessel for my spirit to shine through. I am grateful to the Creator for the life of abundance that they are assisting me in creating. I make intentional time daily to root in this abundance and the frequency of gratitude. I am grateful for my freedom to be uniquely me. I appreciate the universe for the way she constantly aligns me with circumstances that connect with who I am. I know that I am rewarded for always aligning with my authentic self. I am grateful for my friends, for my family, and for my loved ones. I know that I get to choose who I surround myself with, and I always choose people who love me and encourage me to be the best version of myself. am grateful for my ability to grow, adapt, evolve, and heal each and every day. I know that each day I rise, I have an opportunity to be a more complete version of myself. I take time to work on myself each and every day. I love the me that I am as I work to create the me of my dreams. I am grateful for my awareness in this knowing. Gratitude. The quality of being thankful.
Ani, I'm Ansley Simpson, and you're listening to Native Voice One with Brett Mabee.
Recipes, Wolves Don't Play by the Rules, a great rendition and a timeless classic right here on Gyno. If you're just now tuning in, Mimi Obonswin is my featured artist today, and we're here to discuss her new album, Fiddleheads and Ferns. And before we got it back into the music, we were talking a little bit, and you were mentioning that with this, you kind of wanted to, I guess, bypass words a little bit, yeah? You wanted to kind of tap into something older? Is that a fair way to put it?
Yeah, I guess that's right, totally. I mean, this album was really inspired by the work that I've been doing over the past couple years of composing music for Indigenous curated catalog designated for film and TV. It's called Negamo. And they commissioned us to compose music for film and TV, and they would, you know, host it in their catalog. And I learned a lot doing that because I realized that we can share so much through just the music and bringing in the journey and the textures and all these things and kind of letting go of words. You know, in my world, I have a foot in each puddle. I'm bilingual, so I, you know, spend my time in English and French, and sometimes words just don't quite get what I'm trying to say, you know, and sometimes it's a nice break to kind of step away from language for a second and just kind of dive into something that just feels instead of just told how to feel. Well, so that's kind of what we wanted to make for this album, is just gather up all these textures that are in our world and make people feel.
Well, let's be fair. I mean, in a day and age where words are often weaponized, perhaps we need more solutions like that, where it is kind of beyond the spoken word too, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Well, Mimi, I'm curious. Where did you record this? So you were mentioning you have the studio at home. Did you do everything right there at the Nolmestead?
Yeah, exactly. So we moved here in Eastern Ontario about a year and a half ago. And we had been, you know, kind of gearing up our home studio and our skills and our knowledge. I say we, me and my husband. Mm-hmm. So we had kind of this little studio going before the pandemic. And then we moved here about a year and a half ago and just decided that our home would be our workspace, our creation space. So our living room is actually just 100% full of drums and instruments and recording gear. So everything was made here. And, you know, all the instruments that are on the album are real tactile instruments that we have and that live with us. So there's nothing that's like a software instrument. We wanted to just bring in everything in an authentic way.
Sure.
And I even, you know, made some shakers and things like that from seeds from the garden to really, like, really bring in that intention. And I think that's a lot of as creators is we put a lot of intention into every little bit that we create. And so this album is full of those things.
That intention, I've been spending a lot of time thinking about positive intention, and I'm pretty convinced that that's kind of the name of the game, right? When we're talking about traditions, is forming positive intentions about our living and whatever it may be. It's not just being passive about it. Is, you know, luck may be there, it may be good, it may be bad, but I can do things to maybe increase that luck a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely. And even in our chat we were talking about before, you said not so much about giving and taking, but it's giving and receiving. And that idea, that way of looking at the world where you're not taking things, but you're just open to receiving, leaves the door wide open, especially in a creative way. You know, when you're just ready to receive songs with or without words or inspiration from, you know, the chickadees or anything like that, your world kind of becomes way bigger than this little narrow world we sometimes live in.
So I'm curious a little bit more into your process then. Are you out in a field and something hits you that way, or is it more on your reflections once you're back inside and kind of reflecting?
You know what? I think it's a little bit of both.
Cool.
I'm that annoying person that's always singing and making up songs. You know?
Me too.
Crazy. but it's just...
I bet your words are more appropriate than the ones that I'm usually like throwing off out the cuff, you know.
That's so funny. But, you know, it's just kind of being open. So a lot of the times, you know, I like to take time to just go lay down in the bush. And sometimes melodies come through, sometimes thoughts come through. And then maybe sometimes you're working and those moments come through later. So I think it's not so much about curating and you know, setting all these guidelines in order to create, but just tapping into that I don't know if you want to call it like a river or a stream or whatever. That's been really helpful for me over the last couple albums. It's just kind of allowing things to come through.
Sure.
Instead of building something with the intention of building something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, an absolutely organic flow. That's the theme of today's conversation, is just allowing those energies to visit you, and hopefully you're able to capture the moment, yeah?
Yeah, and that's what I love about being able to create in our home. It took me a long time to find my confidence in creating music, and, you know, I've worked with amazing producers and musicians and things, but I always felt like I had to give up a little bit of myself.
Sure.
And for this project and the next one coming is just really being free and allowing myself to try things. You know, when you work with your partner, you're allowed to try things. Not everything's going to work. But creating in your own space, you can take the time to do that. And through that, I've been able to learn so much and gather so many more skills just by allowing that creativity to just be free, like free range creativity, you know.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, we have a little bit more time to get caught up before the show is done today. And so we'll come back, talk about the next project that's slated for release. As we get back into the listening, though, take us through this next track we're going to hear. It's Sisters, once again from Fiddleheads and Ferns. You were mentioning that you're visiting a lot of different themes, and, well, this one sounds a little self-explanatory.
Yeah. So this was recorded on my birthday last year, and my sister has a beautiful voice, and she's also very musical, but didn't go down a musical path. It's more of just something she enjoys to do. So on my birthday, I told her I wanted to record a song with her. So we got to sing together and play our drums together and just, you know, have that special moment.
Yeah.
So that's what the song is. It's just us reclaiming our roots as Abenaki women and being able to share that between the two of us, because she's definitely been my rock and my teacher and my go-to person when we have, you know, hardships or good ships. So, yeah, Sisters. It's just Sisters.
Let's get back into the listening. Once again, kicking things off right now from Fiddleheads and Ferns is Mimi Obonswin's Sisters, and you are listening to Gyno.